Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 Dream Beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey, this week's Zone Deals for the Rib Shack Smokehouse. Known for its southern taste of down-home soul food and barbecue, St. Louis ribs, smoked wings, collard greens, mac and cheese, and more. Rib Shack, 108th and Q. The Zone Deal, two $25 vouchers, which is a total of, what, Josh? $50. That's right. For just $25. That's half off on sale this Friday at 9 on 1620thezone.com. Okay, we've been teasing the exclusive audio all day. I just always wanted to say it. It's not that special. It's just exclusive audio. This is from Baylor Shireman immediately after Creighton clinches their spot in the Sweet 16 last night from Denver.
Here with Baylor Shireman. You, as opposed to Kalk over there, maybe a little bit more on the emotional side. What are the emotions like right now?
Yeah, you know, it's just a very sweet feeling. Obviously, you know, going to the Sweet 16, and, you know, ultimately I came to Creighton to make a deep run in March, and to be able to do it with this group of guys and this group of coaches is just special, especially, you know, through all the adversity we faced this year. Obviously, you know, we started off strong and then went through a six-game losing streak, and a lot of people wrote us off and, you know, didn't think we could, you know, get back to this point. And so to be here and get back to the Sweet 16, it's special, and, you know, we're looking forward to continuing the run.
How much did you guys emphasize just being in this spot again? You know, this game, you weren't here last year, but you guys were in this game last year, and it came up short. Yeah. Like, what was the emphasis sort of going into today, and how, obviously, with everything on the line?
Yeah, you know, there's big emphasis. You know, obviously, I wasn't here last year, but the majority of people were, and, you know, they talked about it last year. You know, they wanted to get back to this game, and, you know, finally being back to this game, we wanted to get over the hump, and, you know, I'm just glad that, you know, I'm just a little piece of the puzzle that could help, you know, get us, you know, over that hump and back to the Sweet 16.
Offensive performance as a whole, I mean, is that what it's kind of supposed to look like?
Yeah, I mean, I was pretty as it probably gets offensively, and, you know, I think we made it for the most part tough on them defensively, but yeah, offensively it was a great performance. Shots falling, it was great
to do it against those guards who were, you know, they're going to pressure you and they're going to be right up in your face all night, especially R2 and Trey. Like, I mean, what can you say about those guys?
Yeah, you know, they're just, you know, very calm, cool, and collective. You know, that's how they always are, and you know, they never get flustered or sped up, and, you know, we knew their three guards were going to, you know, pressure us, and you know, we were ready for the challenge.
Is anybody, you know, when you're up late in the game and you can feel it a little bit, you know, you get the crowd behind you, is anybody, what are you thinking in those moments?
Can the clock go faster? I mean, I remember we looked up at the clock and it said 6 minutes and 30 seconds and we felt like an eternity went by, and we looked back up the clock and it said like 4:05. We're like, good Lord, can the clock go any faster? I think that's kind of the mentality.
Is anybody out there like trying to hit the dagger or anything?
Yeah, I don't know necessarily. I think we're just playing. Obviously, you know, there's time and score for everything, but, you know, obviously you can hit a big time shot like that. It's always a special moment, especially in March.
Do you, and has Mac talked about this at all, just the important, I mean, the step that Creighton took as a program today? Like, obviously, we're 10 minutes out of the game. You can't really feel it sink in yet, but what does it mean, do you think, for Creighton?
I think it's big for Creighton. Obviously, you know, we were on the Sweet 16 a couple years ago, and to get back to it, you know, we want Creighton to be one of those people that in every year in and out, you know, they're like, this program is here to stay, you know, kind of like the Dukes, the North Carolinas, the Michigan States, the Kansas, things like that. And, you know, it's a big step for us.
You feel like you could beat anybody in the country now?
Yeah.
You probably felt like that way before.
Yeah, I mean, all year I feel like if we play like we know how we can play, that we can beat anyone. And that's been our confidence all year long. And I don't think that's ever going to, you know, sway.
All right, Baylor, appreciate it. Yep.
That is Baylor Shireman. So, Jays fans, if you were sitting there with 6:30 on the clock and Creighton has nearly an eight, I think they're a few seconds away from going up by 18. And you looked at the clock and you said, oh my God, there's like 6 minutes left. What am I going to do with myself for the next 6 minutes? You are not alone. Baylor Shireman was right there with you. Why is there only 4 minutes left on this clock now? This should be going way faster than it is. So yeah, I think the nerves were were there. Luckily, Creighton was able to keep Baylor just at arm's length enough last night to get it done. Baylor never legitimately threatened, but Baylor University. They never legitimately threatened, but it was definitely scary for the last few minutes of that game. All right, we still have the Ryan Kalkbrenner piece, which we can use at any point this week if you need it. I know Creighton's going to talk again tomorrow before they leave. Turn right around, repack up the suitcases for Louisville in Princeton on Friday evening, which of course you could hear right here on 1620 The Zone. All right, we'll come back. Poll questions today. What to watch next on 1620 The Zone.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.